Welcome to Fit and Focus, Wellness for Busy Women, the podcast where we dive into the world of health and well-being tailored specifically for women who are juggling demands of both career and family. I'm your host, Shane, and I understand the challenges of balancing a thriving career while nurturing a family. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's embark on this journey to become the best versions of ourselves together. Get ready to get fit and focus.
Hey guys, it's Shane again, and I wanted to talk about something that I was just laying in bed, just thinking about it, and just five research studies for women's health after President Biden's executive order to improve women's health, or focus on women's health, I should say. I decided to, like, I make it women's health my business, of course. That's literally my business. So I wanted to make a list of things that I've heard, complaints, concerns, or certain issues, either from clients in the past, clients now, my wife, my mom, my sister, my aunt, or whoever it may be. These are those things I've heard, and I understand, of course. It's a lot. It takes a lot to be a woman, you know, but it's, these are those five things I think. I mean, are there probably studies about certain things I'm about to say? Maybe, but it's definitely some things that are, that need to be talked about more, studied more, or what have you. So these are my five things, what I noticed when it pertains to women. Like I said, majority of my honesty is about pregnancy. That's one thing that women can do, men can't. All right, but like we said, more of the studies in American history have always been one-sided, more on the male side. You know, they presume that, okay, it's the same thing's gonna happen with women. But like I say, if you keep giving a man a Tylenol, nothing happens to him, but you give Tylenol to a woman, you know, or something when she's on a period, what happens when she's meant, like, what are those things that that probably occurs that we don't really know, you know? But anyway, number one, okay, these are kind of more recent and tapers off to more like in general. Okay, so bariatric surgery and pregnancy. Okay, I don't know what the stipulations are when it comes to people getting bariatric surgery. I bring this up because I was watching that special of Oprah about, you know, weight loss and was it a shame blame and weight loss resolution. And I understand, like I said, I already made a video about that, but my thing is the girl that's 13 years old that had bariatric surgery, I don't know which one she had. It never actually disclosed that. I don't remember hearing that, but what will happen to someone like that? I'm thinking worst case scenario, she went, you know, got the sleeve or whatever. So what happens with, you know, menstruating? What happens with having a baby? Because you're technically eating for two when you're eating, you know, you're trying to nourish yourself and nourish your baby. So if your stomach is perhaps smaller, what happens? You know, you're trying to give birth, you know? So is there studies about that? I don't know. Like I said, these are things that I think about. Are there studies out there? I don't know. Okay. But it's just, I think I've heard women get the sleeve or get these certain bariatric surgery, but later years. This is like post, maybe to finish having kids in their 40s or whatever the case may be, you know. But now I'm hearing a 13-year-old girl had it, you know. So, you know, what's the effects down the line? Okay, number two now, kind of same place. Or so I got this idea from the same, you know, video with Oprah. Weight loss drugs or low food intake. Okay, low food intake and pregnancy. Okay, I always believed that, I mean, it's always known that if you intake less calories for a long period of time and you work out excessively, whatever, burning more calories in a sense, you might miss your period. You might, you know, might have irregular periods or whatever. So if you're doing that, pregnancy is going to suffer. You know what I'm saying? So, and I know a lot of people are doing, you know, would probably do the, whatchamacallit, the, oh God, I can't remember the words, you know, doing the procedures to get pregnant. Why am I forgetting the word, the thing? Oh my God, the procedure, I don't know. Oh, whatever. But they're doing the procedures to get pregnant and all that kind of stuff. But if your calories are low, or if you're doing these weight loss drugs when you're only eating maybe 1,000 calories a day or what have you, what effect does that have on you? You know, because, and I don't know. These are all assumptions. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But what kind of stuff happens? These are the questions I would like to be answered. You know, he's getting, he's offering 12 billion dollars to people to research things pertaining to women. So this is where I want, this is my wish list, but you know, where I want that money to go to. So anyway, I just wanted to know, like, if you're doing these weight loss drugs and your calories are low, where are these, what happens to women that want to be pregnant? You know, what's going to happen down the line to them? You know, or they say, you know, if you do this weight loss thing or you do these weight loss surgery, that means you can get pregnant. You know, you, but unless you get off the pills or what have you, you know. Anyway, understanding more about the pelvic floor. Okay, this is number three. Understanding more about the pelvic floor. Okay, the pelvic floor is, you know, of course, we all have it. But for women giving birth and everything, what actually, look more into the damage that it does. I'm not saying in a bad way, but the woman's body is damaged after giving birth. So I will want people to look in more different situations, not just one woman, of course, just different women situations, what kind of births, if it's twins, if it's, of course, it's also cesarean or natural, but all these different kind of factors that happens, which, you know, is blood pressure or stress play a role in it, all these different kind of things. But when it comes to the pelvic floor, like what happens, how much damage is taken in different situations to a woman's, you know, pelvic region, you know. All right, and oh, sorry, I missed number three. This is okay. That was number four. I missed number three, sorry. But anyway, it doesn't, not all of them are all important in my book. But the number three, and I bring this one up because of what happened recently, that this woman left her child, because she passed away. She was 16 months, and this woman left for 11 days on vacation with some guy, and she put food in the crib or whatever, and just left the child there. Pretty much starvation, had starvation and dehydration, and she died. So, you know, definitely most likely has something to do with postpartum. I don't know, but she did say in her defense or whatever, she said that people don't understand the stress or what have you. I think we really have to look at that a little bit more. Okay. I think that we need to really look at the causes of it. The stress level of what's going on. I was actually talking to one of my clients who's a doctor, and I told him that, you know, why don't we have the hospitals call? And, you know, because I adopted a cat, and they called me maybe a month later, whatever, say, hey, how are things doing? You know, just to check up on, see, make sure everything's okay. Why don't the hospital do that too, as well? You know, just saying, you know, I'm not saying blame it on the hospital, whatever, but then when we go for doctor's checkups for the child, the doctor should say, hey, but how are you doing? The baby's fine, everything's fine, the shots and everything, but how are you doing? As a mother, as a father too, the father, I'm not saying they're gonna go to postpartum, but, you know, ask the parents, or mainly the mom, how are you doing? So I think that we need to look at that. What kind of birth, what kind of situations are, is this person, what kind of occupation, whatever, just look more in postpartum so we can stop. We can kind of not stop it, but kind of, yes, honestly, stop it, really. Mothers from, you know, killing their child, you know, because of postpartum. Or just, not even to that extreme, but just postpartum in general. Just stop it, okay? All right, now, this is the last one. I want to look more at the mental effects of different hormones. The hormones that women go through, or women experience, or have, or produce during different stages of their lives on the brain, make sure that it's, you know, fully understand the hormone, okay? Fully understand what is the estrogen, progesterone, oxytocin, prolactin, and follicle-stimulating hormone. All these different hormones plays a factor in giving birth and all these different kind of things. But I would like to fully understand all of them, but more on the mental. We know physically what happens, but what's going on when there's extra oxytocin or whatever, what goes on the mental side of that stuff, you know? So, you know, when testosterone levels are high in men, you get a certain reaction, mentally or physically, you know, what have you. Okay? But anyway, that's my top five list. Sorry this video is too long, but I hope it helps. Let me know what you guys think. What do you guys want? That $12 billion that he just, you know, was going to give out, not give out, but whatever, to pursue more studies when it comes to women's health. What do you guys think? What do you guys want to look at and learn more about yourselves as women? Okay. Hope you guys give you something to think about. All right, guys, have a good
one. Are you ready to transform your health and wellness journey? At Kadapa Strength, I'm committed to helping you achieve your goals through my three pillars for results. First, I educate, equipping you with essential knowledge to understand your body and its needs. Then I execute a tailored plan, ensuring every step is personalized to your unique lifestyle. Finally, I encourage, providing accountability and support every step of the way. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your life. Visit me today and let's embark on this journey together. Check me out at kadapastrength.com.